You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Monday, midwives across New Zealand began their rolling 8-hour strikes around the country following failed negotiations over pay increases last week. The Midwives Union refused to put the DHB's latest offer to members, saying it was worse than the two previous offers already rejected by its members. This morning, I spoke with Jill Ovens, who is the co-leader for Meris, the Midwives Union. We spoke about the DHB's offer, the shortage of midwives across the country, and the lack of awareness about midwifery as a career option in high schools. Jill, can you tell me why midwives are striking around the country this week and next?
We've been trying to get a settlement with the DHBs to renew our multi-employer collective agreement since it expired in January, but we actually started trying to meet with them last November, and we gave them a whole range of dates through December and January, and only actually met with their full team once. Lots of good things were agreed at that time, but then when it came, we were going to have one last meeting before we were going to sign it off and send it out to our members in March. They cancelled the day before. And then we didn't hear anything, even though I nagged them about it, till May. And when they bought an offer in May, which they hadn't discussed with us prior, it was missing all the good things that we had agreed when we met with their full team in January. So we sent them back to the drawing board and said we need to have all these in there. I sent them a track document. Didn't hear any response until late June, may have been early July. And when they came, there were still things wrong with the collective agreement. For example, the collective agreement expired at the end of January and they refused to give any back pay, even though none of the delays were due to us. And also, the term of the agreement was 2 years out. So we sent them back to the drawing board on some of the things that were wrong in that agreement. Also, the senior midwives, who are like the charge midwives that hold everything together with all the short staffing, huge midwifery shortage, those charge midwives weren't going to get any pay rise at all. So anyway, so they came back. So we did issue strike notices for this week, and we had mediation last Monday. And still, nothing on the back pay. The length of the term had been extended out even further into April 2023, so we wouldn't be able to get another pay rise till well into 2023. To be fair, they did agree to pay the senior midwives a pay increase this year, so that was a good thing. But still the sticking points are the pay.
And Jill, can I ask, sort of in regards to this, and we've also seen the nurses striking over similar poor pay and working conditions recently.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to see a gap in employment as young people in high school sort of see this massive fight for fair pay and working conditions in the healthcare industry? Is that a concern for you?
Well, we've had students on our pickets in Auckland and in Hamilton yesterday and around the country, and actually they're really appreciative of the fact that we are fighting for decent pay for them. So they come into midwifery with a 4-year degree, highly skilled, highly educated, and they start on less than $60,000, which is only just above the average wage for New Zealand. They actually appreciate the fact that we're fighting for them.
And are you seeing large enough numbers going through those training schools to uphold the number of midwives that are needed in New Zealand hospitals?
So there was a lot of interest this year, but what we've heard from the students is this huge drop-off in the courses. So in Auckland, at AUT, 200 started, and what the students said on our picket was that already 100 have dropped out. This is 6 months into a 4-year degree. So it's a real problem. Just going back to attracting young people into the profession, that really does start in high school. But the information that we get from young midwives is that it's all about nursing in the high schools. They don't mention midwifery at all. And the only thing that's promoted in high schools is, say, sex, and they show gory movies of babies being born. It's not ever presented in a positive light. They don't mention midwifery as a career option. But we believe, actually, it starts at high school.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I sort of never had any exposure to midwifery as a career option during my high school experience. Does the union do any work talking to young people in schools about midwifery?
No, not schools. We do go into the midwifery courses, and a lot of work is done, in particular by our educators. They help the students a lot. But no, we don't tend to go into schools. We really, with the short staffing of midwives across New Zealand, like for example, at Middlemore, they are 60 midwives short. So there's just, you know, people are being texted all the time, come in, we've got gaps. You know, it's really short staffed.
I've just spoken to a friend this morning who's up at the hospital here in Auckland, and she says it's hectic this morning. They're short staffed and just running from sort of birth to birth.
They do. They literally run. I've got a letter from a young midwife who said that, and she just finished a 12-hour shift. She said she didn't get a break for 10 hours into the shift. The break was nowhere near what it should be. You know, you're supposed to get a half-hour meal break. Actually, in a 12-hour shift, you're supposed to have two half-hour meal breaks. She didn't even get one half-hour meal break. And she was just running like crazy all day. And she said she got home and she wrote me the letter and said, I have to do this again tomorrow.
I then caught up briefly with Mallory Fraser, a student midwife who was on shift working at the hospital this morning. We spoke about what it's like at the hospital and about being a student heading into the midwifery profession. I began by asking her what attracted her to the profession in the first place.
I always kind of had an inkling of what I wanted to do, but I didn't know what that looks like. So I always wanted to kind of work in more of a community way. I just love women, and I guess that's part of it, of why I love it so much, is because I get to help our community.
And what is the training like to become a midwife? Like, how many years, and what are the sort of hours that you do?
So it is a 4-year degree. They used to do it in 3 years, but it was full time, so they would have to do summer school. But the mental health and the dropout rate was increasing, so now it's 4 years with than two normal semesters. Pretty much after first year, we are out on placement about 7 weeks a semester, with about 3 weeks at uni doing a normal uni timetable. But pretty much since semester one of year one, I have not had a timetable that is the same week each week. So every week I've had since then has been completely different. I do about 20 to 30 weeks on placement, so working in hospitals, working with midwives, and then I'm expected to do about another 20 hours of university work, like case studies and exams.
And can you explain to me what it's like up at the hospital this morning in the midst of the rolling strikes?
Yeah, so I had a shift the day after the strikes, and it's been 2 days since the strikes in my DHB, but they're still going on across the country throughout the week. Obviously low on staff. This morning I came in and we're down two staff with training one new graduate midwife, and she's not allowed to take students. So we only have about three qualified people, along with a nurse who's been pulled in from another ward, and then the new graduate, and then the two students. So we're kind of just all having to work as a team, collective knowledge, and try to take the weight off the experienced midwives so they can focus on the more pressing issues, like more life-threatening things that some of our women and babies have.
What is it like to see older midwives? I mean, I know the students have been out striking as well, but to see those older midwives sort of out fighting for higher pay and better working conditions for you in the future.
It's sad because I know they've been screaming for so long now, and I know a lot of them would have been at home because they're tired of using their voice and nobody listening, but it makes me, I'm honoured to be a part of something that is worth fighting for, and that I know that they are doing it for us so that I can do it for the next generations to come. No matter what happens, no matter what type of change we get, like, we know our worth, and we know the mum's worth, and we know our baby's worth. So it's good to be a part of.
That was both Jill Ovens from Merit and midwifery student Mallory Fraser speaking with me about the midwifery profession and the rolling strikes around Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.